following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots going on. Lots of things happening in the sports world. We got golf happening. We've got soccer, football in some places. Actually, there is football going on, too, when you think about it. A lot of football going on. Training camps, fights, guys getting in trouble off the field. But then you do have those good guys who were inducted into the Hall of Fame. Jerome Bettis. Junior Seau, man. Just two class acts when you really think about the NFL. Really, really good stuff there, to be honest with you. Baseball, that's heating up, man. It really is. It's getting interesting in Major League Baseball. Some of those races are tightening up. And then some of those guys are spreading themselves and distancing themselves. I am not distancing myself from Jeff Litch. You're back for another hour. Can't wait to do this.
I am.
Time, man. Yeah, I can't wait to do this with you one more time, Jeff.
There we go.
Yeah, we're back at it. So Jeff Litch, Dorfman, will get you through hour number two. We're going to have John Poulter stop by again in just a little bit, so we'll get the skinny on Major League Baseball, National League from him. And then any thoughts or opinions that you have, let us know. 1-800-878-7529. We'll be back on the other side. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Keep it close, everybody.
Nothing is completely clean unless it's cleaned from top to bottom. But what about the top of your house? I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll look at rooftop cleaning right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
It's one of the most popular questions I get. How can I clean the moss and algae off my roof? Growth like moss and algae can compromise the lifespan of your roofing material, but improper cleaning methods can do just as much damage, if not more. There are many commercial solutions available for treating and removing rooftop buildup, but care must be taken anytime you're working on a roof. Safety measures such as specially designed boots and safety harnesses should always be used. You should also make sure to protect any landscaping from the possibility of chemical runoff from the cleaning solution. But my best advice is to leave roof cleaning to the professionals. They do this work on a regular basis and can get your roof sparkling clean without any risk to you. And that is worth the investment. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE. 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store. Or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com. amesresearch.com.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Give us a call. Let us know what's up. 1-800-878-7529. Give us your take on what's going on in the sports world. Or shoot us a message on Twitter, at @ByJeffRich, or at Dorf on Sports, and then check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Again, a lot of things happening in the sports world. Like I said, there's golf going on. We haven't talked about that at all either. And you know what? Just real quickly, I want to get this off my head. Jordan Spieth had an opportunity to be the number one player in the world. Probably not going to happen as he's, you know, a little bit behind the field. However, can't take away anything this guy has done this year. Been nothing short of amazing, incredible, miraculous. Has definitely got us looking forward to like the next generation of golfers. And finally, maybe people can move on from this Tiger fascination of whether it's greatness or ugliness or whatever it is that people are so wrapped up with Tiger. Maybe they can just realize that Jordan Spieth and some of these other young guns are the real deal and they're the future of golf, Jeff.
Great class of golfers that we have right now. Jason Day, you know, we've seen him play well in tournaments, including at the Open. Oostie's in. Justin Rose is always up there. You know, we always talk about Rory and Jordan Spieth. So, you know, he's not just running away with it against the field. I mean, the field has names and they're recognizable and they give him competition. They force him to overtime holes. They force him to play his best golf on Sunday, which is how Tiger made his name. And let's see if Jordan Spieth can keep it up. I mean, he's had a good year, but let's see if he can go on a five-year run where he's far and away a cut above. I don't know that he can necessarily do that given the crop of talent that we have on the PGA these days.
Do you think that that maybe in a weird way, now that you just said that, that kind of struck something with me. Over the years, when Tiger was having his dominance, was there less competition for Tiger? Yes or no?
See, that's tough to tell. It depends on how you rate his level of dominance. Now, there gets to be a point when, you know, like in 1998, when you were playing the Yankees, who were as good as they were since 1927, sometimes you just went out there and said, hey, they've got Clemens on the mound. We can't beat them. You know, Clemens wasn't there in 98, but, you know, you get the point. You know, you get to Sunday and Tiger's up by two strokes. You're like, he's not giving up that two-stroke lead. Let's play up. Let's go for the bronze. Let's go for the silver. I'm not sure that Jordan Spieth has that, you know, has that mentality and that seed planted in the rest of the field yet where they feel like they can't beat him. And he's going to have to win a few more tournaments. Of course, not getting that third major at the British was a big deal, but we watched it right up until the 17th, and it was great. And then we watched the overtime. Well, a lot of us watched the overtime holes if we could on a Monday morning. But, yeah, I think Jordan Spieth still has some winning to do before we could really even compare him to early Tiger.
Well, but you just said something there, too. If he would have won the Open Championship and then, you know, having those three, really, would that maybe have put him in a category that you could start saying this guy could be really, really dominant? Did he need that third leg?
No, I think that he did enough being there at the end. Obviously, it would be amazing, and this would be the most anticipated PGA Championship coming up,
yeah,
really, in my lifetime, and I'm 37 years old, so or as far as my golf watching career goes back. So I don't think that he needed to win. I think that it would be quite an incredible story if you were to be 3-for-3 going into number four. But as far as him being a dominant golfer, him being at the top of the top of the world, even if he's not technically number one, he didn't need to win that, but it certainly would have helped.
Well, and I think also the fight that he put up showed a lot of that hunger, that grit, that determination that you like to see from a guy. He never quit. He kept trying to get there. He just couldn't get to that number that he needed to get to. So at the end of the day, some guys played better on the final day than he did, and it was just enough to get it done. I don't know. I think it's interesting. And I say this a lot when we talk about golf. What I love about golf in general, for the most part, is that there are so many first-time winners week in and week out. And that, to me, is what separates golf from any other sport. You know, in tennis, it's like the same five guys winning tournaments, and probably not even five. It's more like three. And then, in the NBA, it's the same teams always getting to the playoffs. And then a couple of teams that separate themselves and win championship after championship, or certain guys that get to the championship more often than other players. They put themselves in the right position. In football, it's similar. It's at the end of the day, at the end of the year, it's the usual suspects who are going to be in the playoffs. And then you may have an occasional shocker here or there. But for the most part, to me, that's the beauty of golf. That's what separates golf from any other sport, is that truly, if you go out there and you play well and you dominate a golf course, anybody, and I mean anybody in that field, can win a golf tournament. And that alone is what makes golf truly a beautiful game, Jeff.
I really enjoy when the unknowns, maybe not the household names, guys that won golf tournaments but never won any big golf tournaments, compete in a major. They're right there with, Tiger Woods and, now Jordan Spieth. They get to that point where they're not a name and they make a name for themselves by the way that they play on Sunday. It's kind of like when Chris Heston, when a guy like Chris Heston I'm forgetting his name, the guy that threw the no-hitter for the Brewers in 87. Those guys, when they live for one weekend or one moment, guys like Ben Curtis, who goes out and wins the British and you never hear from him again, Rocco Mediate, who we only know because he played 18 with Tiger on Sunday and then another 18 with him on Monday out at Torrey Pines. Those guys, they get their moments just by playing 72 great holes of golf. And I can appreciate that just as well as you do.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, that to me is just what the beauty of golf is. And by the way, it was Juan Nieves who threw that no-hitter for the Milwaukee Brewers back in the day. I'll never forget it. It's the only one that has been thrown by the Brewers. So, and back then, I did watch a lot of Brewers. But anyways, and look, now it's painful to watch the Brewers, speaking of that. But yeah, golf is just awesome in a sense of, it takes a real skill to be able to knock that ball close to the hole. And the way that these guys get out of trouble, it's second to none. I play a lot of golf. I know that you enjoy the game as well. And obviously we play at a much lower level, but maybe that makes us appreciate it that much more. It's like, I appreciate watching tennis players because it's something I play, and I know how tough it is physically on me, how demanding it is on my body. Same thing with golf, same thing with basketball. I play every sport. I love them all, to be honest with you. And maybe that's why I have a real appreciation for what these professional athletes can do in their particular arena. But again, not getting away from the subject and the topic at hand, I just find it refreshing that we always are saying a new name, or a lot of weeks we're saying a new name when it comes to somebody winning a golf tournament. And I'm not talking about the majors, obviously, because when it comes to majors, it seems like that, in a sense, is the usual suspects as well, even for golf. But week in and week out, depending on the field, anybody can win a golf tournament. And it truly is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a little tougher than winning a fight, because when you fight someone, you only have to beat one person. When you play a team sport, you only have to beat the other team. When you go out there in golf, you have to beat the course and you have to beat the field. And those are both really unknown variables, even from day to day.
Maybe a good question for you to think about on the way back here after break. What is the toughest thing to win? Is it a Super Bowl? Is it an NBA championship? Is it a golf tournament? I don't know, man. There's so many things, but I don't know. I'd be interested to hear what you think. What's the toughest tournament or toughest game to win out there? Is it a chess tournament? Speaking of that. Anyways, we'll be right back. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich alongside me, my tag team partner in crime. Join us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter. And I have had a couple people shoot me some stuff on Twitter today, by the way. By Jeff Rich or at Dorf on Sports. And then follow us here at Sports Byline USA. Again, we are live. We're local every Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time. You can catch us. Same spot every single week. Love that song. I was waiting for that part to come in, by the way. Little old school Van Halen for you, man. Jeff, we actually do a pretty good variety of different genres of music when you really think about it on the program. Scott does a pretty good job with all that. I got to give him some credit where credit's due.
Yeah, I love it. You know, there's a golden age of music, and I think it exists from about 1968 to 1994, where there's all kinds of different genres of music. There's great stuff to listen to. A friend of mine did a show a couple years ago called Rock Years, where they featured songs from every year from 1968 to 94, and it's not just rock music, man. Whatever you listen to, you're going to find something that's got universal appeal to it. And I think that the guy behind the glass does that very well for this show.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Scott, we're giving you some kudos, man. Appreciate the hard work that you actually do for us, really do. And don't tell you that enough. So we just wanted to give you some love, man. Anyways, get on board with us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Again, hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at @DorfOnSports. And I do appreciate the participation that people have given me today on Twitter a little bit. So good stuff. And then follow us here again at Sports Byline USA. Jeff, we're going to talk to John Poulter in a little bit about baseball, but you did just message me something. And, you know, locally, we both live here in Phoenix, Arizona. So we obviously check out the D-backs and stuff like that. And I was fortunate enough to be around when they did win a World Series. And, I was fortunate, too, actually, to write a foreword for a book, The Diamondback Essentials. So if you haven't ever checked it out, I am published. The author, Stephen Travers, a good friend of mine, but I did write the foreword for the book. Interesting book. Just gives you facts, figures, numbers about the Arizona Diamondbacks in general. But a lot of that book, and the reason why I'm talking about the book in general, is because a lot of it had to do with Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling and that 1-2 punch that they gave the D-backs. And you know what? The D-backs honored Randy Johnson the other day, Randy Johnson night, rightfully so. Seemed like it was a pretty cool night. I didn't catch everything, but I did catch a few things here and there. But you did bring something to my attention about Gracie, Mark Grace. Share it with everybody.
All right, well, the backstory behind it, and they did this in Washington with the president's race. Teddy Roosevelt never wins. It's the same way here in Arizona. Mark Grace, first baseman on that world championship team in 2001, longtime color guy for the Fox Sports Arizona, and he's always up in the booth, and he was always holding the whiteboard before he was dismissed as the team's color guy, and he would say, "When will I win? Will the Cubs win a World Series before I win a race?" And it's been going on for about 4 or 5 years now, and they never let him win. You know, the legends, they put on the big caricature mask. You have Randy Johnson, Luis Gonzalez, Matt Williams, and, of course, Gracie. Gracie never wins. Last night they were going to let the Randy Johnson figure win, and Randy, as gracefully as he's shown that he can be through all this Hall of Fame ceremony stuff, he comes out and he lets Gracie win the race. So, Mark Grace, Racing Gracie, congratulations. You are about 1 in 750 by my calculations. But, hey, that one win, he'll always remember it, just like Ben Curtis of the British.
Yeah, no doubt. But I thought something interesting that happened from the night. And, you know, we always think about Randy Johnson. You know, you look at him, he had the long hair, kind of like that rocker-like attitude kind of thing. But he got his first drum set the other night from everybody, and I kind of found that to be interesting. I would have actually thought that maybe he was a guitar player or just, you know, did something with instruments. You know, we've all had our time. I mean, look, back in the day, I played drums, I played guitar, I did all that stuff. Kind of found it shocking that Randy Johnson never had a drum set, man.
You know what you don't see? You don't see a lot of 6'10" musicians. You just don't see it. I don't know, unless they've got good vocals, I don't know an instrument that's really comfortable for somebody with that kind of wingspan to play.
What about Shaq, man? Is that not an art? Is he not a musician? Is he an artist? What is Shaq? What is Wayman Tisdale? Wayman Tisdale plays guitar, doesn't he?
Isn't Wayman Tisdale a jazz musician?
Yeah, I believe he is.
Else from the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, I believe Wayman Tisdale is a jazz musician. I think so. And there's some other guys. I think Bernie Williams
put out an album.
Yeah. Kenny Smith maybe threw out a little R&B rap or something. I remember Kenny Smith doing something. I've seen guys here and there dabble into that kind of stuff. Ron Artest, are those guys considered musicians or are they artists? What are they? I don't even know. Am I being politically correct?
I don't know if there's any political thing to it. You know, there's some guys that dabble, and there's some guys that do it. And I think, you know, you look at Ron Artest. You know, Ron Artest produced an R&B group called, I think it was Allure, about 8 to 10 years ago, right around the time of the Malice at the Palace. But the other guys that just like to sing. I think that, you know, I'm one of those guys that I sing in the car, but I wouldn't sing if anybody was listening to me around me. So I wouldn't consider myself an artist. But I think that if you publish your work, you put it out there for public consumption, I guess you are an artist, even if you are Shaquille O'Neal or Ron Artest.
You know, earlier in the show, I'm going to switch gears, by the way. You know, you talked about that we've got 30 or whatever, 16 good quarterbacks in the league. So I'm going to ask you, are Nick Foles or Sam Brady amongst those good quarterbacks to you?
Well, I think that, you know, they're switching systems, you know, with Bradford going to the Philadelphia Eagles and Nick Foles going to play for Jeff Fisher and the St. Louis Rams down there. I think Foles has all the opportunity in the world to build on what he did a couple years ago. I mean, darn near MVP-like numbers for Chip Kelly's offense. I think that continues. I think that he does a good job in St. Louis where they have a good defense. But all he has to do is play well enough not to lose. You know, they play in a tough NFC West. Sam Bradford, it's a different, you know, he's cut from a different cloth than we've seen previous Chip Kelly quarterbacks, both at the University of Oregon and with the Philadelphia Eagles. So a lot to prove for both of those, not just those players, but their teams as well. I don't think that either of those teams is really predicted to win their division this year.
Is Andy Dalton or Ryan Tannehill, are those guys good quarterbacks in your opinion?
I think Tannehill is still on his way up. I think that Dalton has plateaued. He's going to be a good, you know, he's like a Phil Simms type. And Russell Wilson's like a Phil Simms type too. You know, I think that you get graded on the team around you. Dalton has a great asset in A.J. Green. But, you know, he hasn't been able to get it done with the other guys like Gresham and throwing to Gio Bernard out of the backfield. And that's why Cincinnati's strength is running the ball and not letting Andy Dalton do enough to make your team lose.
How about RG3? How about Cam Newton? Are those guys good quarterbacks in your opinion?
RG3, if he could stay healthy, he's got a chance. Cam Newton, I like a lot. I think Cam Newton continues to get better. He's been there physically since he was at Florida as a freshman. Of course, he had to go to junior college and then end up at Auburn. He got drafted first overall by the Carolina Panthers a few years ago. That's a team that's really on the up. You know, you look at that defense with Luke Kuechly. They're giving Cam offensive weapons here. They've been able to run the ball. I think they're going to get away from that and throw the ball to Kelvin Benjamin a little bit more. I think Cam Newton's got a bright future, and I think that it's only going to get better. I think that when the mental aspect develops as a leader, he's going to have all the tools, and he's going to be tough to stop.
I love Cam Newton. I think he's a real specimen, to be honest with you. A guy who is not a specimen, and this is going to hit home. Will Johnny Manziel ever be a professional quarterback?
Well, he is a professional quarterback.
I'm saying, will he play? Will he be a starter? Will he be a guy that you can trust? Is he a real professional quarterback?
Let me say this. I don't trust him. I don't trust him right now. I want to trust him. I want him to do the things that makes the fan and the coaching staff, the owners in the front office, able to trust a guy like Johnny Manziel. But 2 months doesn't paint the picture after that giant hole he dug himself into with his celebrity image at A&M and even his rookie year with Cleveland. I think that he's got to just be a football player and stop being a celebrity. And I think that the terrible performance he had in the 2014 season aids him to getting there. He turns off the celebrity, just becomes a football player. Now he's an undersized football player with a tremendous skill set. But the best thing that can happen for the Cleveland Browns in 2015 is that Josh McCown starts 16 games as quarterback for them.
And that would probably, obviously, at the end of the day, that's going to wind up causing some tension and some issues. And how Johnny Football deals with that will also make us see what kind of a professional he'll be. Because, truthfully, you know what? You got to go through lumps. You got to have your ups and your downs. You got to have your bruises. You got to take your medicine, if you will. If you noticed, I left out a few guys. I did it on purpose. I left out the Aaron Rodgers of the world. I left out the Tom Brady's. I left out the Peyton Mannings. Suppose you could even throw the Eli Mannings in there, even though he's been a little bit down. But my point is that I don't think there's that many great quarterbacks in the league. I think there's some, but not a lot. Anyways, on the other side, we're going to pick up John Poulter again. Break down some Major League Baseball in the National League. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com, amesresearch.com.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
It's one of the hardest surfaces around your home, but it could still use a little help. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and I'll share an easy-to-do project to spruce up your concrete right after this. What's the first step of any building or repair project? I always make sure I have the tools and materials I need, starting with the QuickCrete mobile app. With easy one-touch access, you can watch project video instructions, quickly pull up a material shopping list, and make sure you have what you need, or use the app to figure out how much you need and find out where to buy it. You can even share your finished project via the Quick Share function. It's the tool you can use from start to finish. Download the QuickCrete mobile app on the App Store or Google Play today. Almost every home has at least one. Sure, it may be durable, but it can also be an eyesore. What is it? Those dull, boring concrete slabs. Perhaps for you, it's the front porch or maybe a backyard patio. Add a little life to your concrete by using a translucent concrete stain. First, clean the slab thoroughly. You can use a scrub brush and a mild cleaner or go big and clean it with a pressure washer. Once the slab is clean, choose the color you like and apply the translucent stain. Translucent stains penetrate the surface, adding vibrant colors, but it still allows the characteristics of the concrete to show through. Once dry, leave it as is or add an extra protective layer of masonry sealer. The result is a patio with pizzazz. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich, my tag team partner in crime, with me as always. You can join us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports, and then check us out here at Sports Byline USA. lucky enough to get a little double duty from John Poulter today. First hour we had him coming back to us again for hour number two. John, good morning. Welcome back, buddy.
Good morning. Nice to be back. Still nice and warm down in Arizona.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to cool down until like December, to be honest with you. It's just what it is. I'm used to it. I love it, to be honest with you. Speaking of something that I love, you know, I was fortunate years ago when a friend of mine asked me to write a foreword for a book called The Diamondback Essentials. And a big part of that book to me was about what Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling were able to do for the Diamondbacks, obviously, which was to get them a championship in a really short span of time. Randy Johnson the other night was honored in Arizona. Randy Johnson night. I think it was pretty special, to be honest with you. And I think he's been very graceful in the way that he's handled this Hall of Fame status and whatnot. And it was just really good to see the Diamondbacks giving back to somebody who had given so much to the organization, especially with winning a World Series championship.
Yeah, I saw the a little bit of the presentation on the MLB Network. I guess it was this morning, and they had that drum set sort of in the a little. I guess it was sort of set up somewhere in and around second base, and they had the drapes around it, and they retired his number and. I thought he spoke very well, and I thought he spoke exceptionally well at his Hall of Fame induction ceremony as well. And I shouldn't say it surprised me, because I've never really heard him speak publicly before, other than just, you know, after the game interviews, and they're
right.
Sort of right in the heat of the moment. So you never really get a true reflection on an athlete's personality in those kinds of interviews. But I was pleasantly surprised by the soft touch that a big man like that has, number one. And the interviews that I saw with Johnson, and I go back to his rookie days with the old Montreal Expos before he was dealt to Seattle in the Mark Langston deal, I always had this impression, and maybe it was just the way that he looked and presented himself. I think you referred to him sort of as a rock star appearance.
Yeah.
I always got the impression that he was kind of rough and ready, and he was a little bit gruff. He actually comes across as being a very interesting personality, clearly remembers his roots very clearly. He spoke almost tearfully of his late father dying on Christmas Day at his Hall of Fame induction, introduced his mother to the crowd, and sort of basically said, you know, Mom, you're really the Hall of Famer that's here today. And it was a much different angle from Randy Johnson that I always remember. I always remember him as sort of that 6'10" nasty lefty with that sort of sidearm delivery that scared the living daylights out of batters. You know, even major league batters like John Crook, who wanted no part of him in the All-Star game that year. So, yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. Nice to see him recognized. We all kind of think of him as an Arizona Diamondback, but he did have, you know, success in other places, specifically Seattle and that short spell in Houston where he was very good. So it was nice to see him recognized, and I'm glad to see teams recognizing the tradition of some of their star players.
Absolutely. Good stuff. I want to move on because there's a lot to get to in the National League, but I just want to mention that about Randy Johnson, and we had already kind of discussed it a little bit, but I wanted to let you speak a little bit about it as well. And good stuff as always, John. Hey, the National League East is interesting. You know, a week ago we were talking about the Nationals and them maybe putting a little distance between them and the Mets, and this week now the Mets have turn things around, and they are now the team that's in the lead by a game and a half. And we talked a little bit about the Braves earlier. They're 8.5 back, but realistically, they're probably out of it. And same with the Phillies and the Marlins. But New York Mets or the Washington Nationals, who's going to get it done, John?
Well, I thought a month ago, I thought that race was pretty much over because the Nationals had gone through a rough spell early in the season. They were starting to get some of their injured stars back. And the Mets, well, while they had that great pitching staff, specifically in the starting rotation, I couldn't understand how the Mets were going to get back into this unless they started scoring some runs. And there was absolutely no evidence that they were even close to having the ability to score some runs. This week they've been scoring runs like they've been going out of style. I think they're 8-2 in their last 10, and Washington has been struggling a little bit. And I guess a lot of this comes back to the acquisition of Jonas Cespedes from the Dodgers in Tigers in their recent sort of semi-fire sale. I can't believe that one man's doing it all, but you know, the Mets certainly are getting to the point now where they're starting to put runs on the board. And with that pitching staff, if they put the runs on the board, I think they have a chance to catch Washington, or at the very least make a good race out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff, go ahead. Get in the conversation, man.
Hey, John, what do you make of this Pirates-Cardinals series? Some great pitching matchups. Perhaps an NLCS preview. Would you? You know, we've talked about the Mets. I think that they're poised to make a run. I think that the lack of playoff experience is going to cost them, and that's where teams like Pittsburgh and the St. Louis Cardinals are going to have the advantage come October. When you look at division play, a potential wild card against an obvious division champion, do you watch thinking about the playoffs, or do you just try to enjoy the baseball game?
I try to enjoy the baseball game, Jeff, because there's so much competition going on for most of those postseason spots. I think we've probably all conceded the number one seed to the St. Louis Cardinals. To me, they're far and away the best team in the National League. You know, we've talked about this a number of times, and you know, I've always felt that, and I'm a little bit prejudiced because I happen to like the Cardinals as an organization. I think they're a very professional organization. They're a classy organization. They do things the right way. Not with Jeff Luhnow and the Houston Astros, and perhaps the stealing of data. But I've always thought that the Cardinals run a nice shop. They've got a great farm system. How many other good teams could withstand the injuries that they've had this year? Just bring up a guy from the minors and slot him in as if he just fit right in from day one. They just do everything right. So I got to look at them as being the best, and I think the other six or seven teams that are vying for postseason spots are basically just playing for seed positioning and going from there. I think the Cardinals are already looking to the postseason, although they would never admit that publicly.
Well, I mean, they can't, but look, they're a shoo-in. We all know that. They're a shoo-in. They know they're a shoo-in, but you know what? At the same time, they got to keep their focus. They got to keep their mindset. So they need to tell themselves and prepare, like, you know what? Every single game matters, but truthfully, it doesn't matter as much for them as it does for some others. And speaking of mattering, how big is Strasburg going to be for the Nationals, you think, down the stretch?
Well, he's got to be healthy. If he can stay healthy, I mean, after that game last night, coming back off the DL, he certainly looked great in that win over Colorado. I just can't see him not being a star if they can keep him healthy, but he's almost getting to the point now where I keep wondering if, you know, every year we're going to see him break down for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. And, you know, is he just a little bit brittle? You know, he's already gone through the Tommy John arm surgery, and a lot of people thought when he came up that his mechanics were such that he was a great candidate for a shoulder injury or an elbow injury or some other part of his arm. He's a great pitcher. He's a great 1A to Max Scherzer, and I think the fact that the Nationals have both of them this year has been a great advantage, because if Strasburg was hurt and they didn't have Scherzer, they would be struggling a little bit. It's still a great rotation, but to have those two guys at the top as 1 and 1A in a game where 70% of the game is pitching, I think is tremendously important.
Hey, let me just throw this at you, just spitballing here kind of when I'm looking at the standings, because, again, we're a ways away, but we're getting close when you think about it. 50 games or so, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less for some. New York Mets in first place. New York Yankees in first place. Any chance, in your humble opinion, that we get a Subway Series?
No, I don't think so. I guess mathematically it's possible. I think we have a better chance of seeing a Missouri World Series, Kansas City and St. Louis, if you want to look at it.
Yeah.
In terms of locals. I just don't see the Mets, if they could beat Washington, I just don't see them having the playoff experience. And I think Jeff alluded to this earlier in terms of the Mets and their lack of playoff experience or postseason experience. I guess baseball does not like to use the term playoffs, but the Cardinals are just a seasoned team, and I can see probably the Dodgers or the Giants being the team that would give the Cardinals the most trouble in the postseason simply because of the talent and experience combination.
I think that's a great call, though. St. Louis playing Kansas City. That to me is very realistic, to be honest with you. Jeff, go ahead. Jeff?
Oh, maybe hi, guys. Hey, John, with everything kind of established in the National League, you know, we looked at the Cubs as a team that might be on their way. Have they made enough noise with the way that they've been knocking off the Giants this week to really think about them for October as maybe that second team? Because I almost think that if St. Louis is assumed as the champion, that Pittsburgh is assumed as that wild card, and then you've got basically the whoever doesn't win the East, the Giants and the Cubs fighting for that other wild card spot. Is there a chance? Could Cubs fans start thinking about 1908 ending, or should they shelve their hopes for next year?
I guess there's a possibility there, Jeff, because they are technically in that race at the moment. They're in the second spot, 3.5 behind Pittsburgh, 2.5 ahead of the Giants. But I think we've seen in recent years how San Francisco can make that run at the end of the year, sneak into the postseason, run the table. They're only 2.5 games out, and yeah, the Cubs have been playing well against the Giants in this weekend series, but I think we've seen all season, and right from spring training, actually, with the Giants this season, that they've been a real streaky team, and you know that they could very easily start a run today of going 12 out of 15 or 16 out of 20 or something like that, and the Cubs all of a sudden will find that they've got company in that second spot. So yeah, I think the Cubs are making a statement that they are either there or they're very close to being there, but I'd still be looking over my shoulder at the San Francisco Giants if I was either one of those wild card playoff teams, because I just think the Giants have that experience and they have that knowledge and ability of how to win, and I don't think that disappears that quickly.
John, great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate you taking time out with us for not one, but 2 hours, man. So appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, thank you very much. Same to you. Great talking to you as always, and look forward to chatting again about baseball next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joins us each and every week. This week did a little bit of extra work for us, broke down the American, I mean, not that we don't do this, he broke down the American League in number one, hour number one, but hour number two, all National League stuff there. So interesting, just unbelievable how good the National League Central is when you think about it. A great, great division of baseball. Three teams playing over 500. Not many can say that. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody, to wrap it up.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on today's program. Real quick reminder, we are brought to you in part today by Today's Homeowner Television Radio and Online Home Improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts for local listings and online videos and articles. Go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. And we are also brought to you in part by softhits.net. If you like Jimmy Buffett, James Taylor, Journey, U2, or Tina Turner, then you're going to love softhits.net. Online broadcast quality, audio, song after song. It's softhits.net. That's softhits.net. Hey, Jeff, I'm going to leave you with a couple of things here today. And it's kind of got the flair or the feel for the Olympics on both notes. Number one, first, we'll run through this one. Michael Phelps in his return looking really, really good, to be honest with you. I've been watching him swim a little bit lately. He will definitely be at the Games. And then also, some of those guys attending the USA minicamps, LeBron James amongst them, talk about him, whether he is or isn't going to be there. But how excited are you for the Olympic Games 2016 in Rio?
Well, you know, I'm not a big fan of international competition, especially since the amateurism is gone from it. But, you know, Michael Phelps is an icon. He's right there with Mark Spitz and a bunch of other swimmers that I probably couldn't name for you. And LeBron James is an ambassador to basketball around the world. Jerry Colangelo probably loosens up the standards for tryouts and everything else when it comes to LeBron James. You know, they had to change the basketball program after they took bronze in Greece, which isn't taking anything at all when you're USA basketball. So LeBron needs to be there. Colangelo realizes that everybody needs to take it seriously, and I don't think that Krzyzewski allows anyone that's on that team not to.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who winds up there, but a lot of those usual suspects are there, and believe me, they'll field the great squad. But for Jeff, for John Poulter, for Scott on the other side, making it all possible, I'm the Dorf Man saying we'll talk to you next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.